All right, today on the show, I am going to teach you how to come up for the time it takes to paint the interior of a room. You can apply this, obviously, to any room. I'm also going to share with you why you may be priced way higher or way lower than your competition. And it's not just what you're charging per man hour and all that other stuff. There's other factors, and we're going to dig into that too. Let's go. Hey, fighters, have you ever wondered, what do I work on next in my business? Like, you get to the end of the year or the end of the month or whatever, and you're like, I don't have any money. I felt like we did all this work. Or maybe you're feeling like the phone's not ringing a lot, or you don't know why you're not making the money you need to make, why you're always on the hamster wheel, why you can't get off. It's a pretty common thing. And in order for you to work on your business and make it better and reach the goals that you have, you have to know where you are right now, and you got to know where you want to go. And that's why we offer what we call our fight GPS call. You can hit the link in the description. It's thecontractorfight.com/GPS and jump on a call where you'll work with me or one of our other coaches in the fight and just kind of go over an exercise that will help you identify exactly where some of the leaks are in your business and why you might not be moving the money needle as much as you want to. All right. We're going to go through, you know, how to identify some of these things. We're going to give you a resource on this call. We do two of these a week. We'll give you a resource to that you can plug some of your own numbers in, and it'll just tell you the truth of your situation. Also on that call, we're going to answer any questions that people have about Battleground. We get messages all the time, like, what's Battleground? Who's it for? Is it for me? And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And either way, when you get off that call, you're going to know what to work on. And if you want help working on that, you want to move faster, then you can take advantage of the opportunity that we're going to give you to join Battleground at that time. And if you don't, no sweat, no push, no pitch, other than we just want to help you out, make sure that your focus is on the things that are going to move the needle the most for you. So if that's something of interest for you, head to thecontractorfight.com/GPS. All right, my friends. So how do most people come up with a price in construction? You know, I go way back in the way back machine, and I could say way back a few more times, to when I first started my first business. My uncle was a painting contractor. I opened a one-man painting company. I asked my uncle, what do you charge? He told me what he charges, and I just did that, right? So we usually copy somebody initially, or there's the WAG method of estimating, which is wild-ass guess. Right? You just throw a leaf in the air and which way is the wind blowing and you come up with a price. Or there is a more predictable scientific way that you can do this, which will help you scale your business. It will help you dial things in more accurately. And there's a lot of benefits to that. That method is what I call the production rate method. Now, I certainly didn't invent this. It's been around forever. It's one of the ways I was taught many, many years ago. But it's basically that you assign time to every aspect of the scope of a job. Okay. Now today, specifically, I'm going to be talking about how to bid a paint job, just painting the walls and ceiling in a room. Just keep it really simple for you. But certainly you can apply this to whatever trade. All right. If you're a trim carpenter and you're going to put in 3-piece crown molding or something that's pre-primed, you're going to have production rates. There's going to be some averages. Now, when I'm talking about production rates here, guys, I want to make sure that you understand that there's under normal conditions, and then there's like crazy ass shit, okay, that can make the price go up or down. So for instance, I could come up with the production rates to paint an interior room of a furnished home, a residential setting of a, you know, 20 by 20 room. Well, that's going to take a lot longer. The production rates are going to be slower in that situation because we're working over hardwood floors or carpet, and there's furniture and there's people in the home and things like that. Versus like a new construction setting where, you know, you have just the subfloors there and you don't have to put tarps out and tape everything or whatever it is. So hopefully you're tracking with me on that. I don't want to get too much in the weeds on this. Why are production rates important? Here's why. And I'm going to get into how to bid a job for those of you that are wanting to know how to come up with the time to do this. But this is important because I'm going to go way back to many years ago. We were doing a ton of new construction work for a custom builder to the tune of probably 25, 30 homes a year. And we would go into a subdivision and they had like their certain models. And so it was theoretically, the time it takes to paint one of the houses that's a certain model, it should be pretty much the same time every job because it's the same scope of work, right? With minor variations and maybe some built-ins or and different colors or whatever. This was a real wake-up call for me because when I first started getting into production rates and job costing and things like that, the example I'll use is once we had finished the trim package in these homes and it was time to put paint and the color on the walls, I would, just go, it's like, 100 hours. And I'd throw 100 hours at it. Well, then I started job costing. And the reality was it was taking us like 80 hours. So we were actually being more efficient than I thought. Well, guys, think about this for a minute. If you're bidding work at 100 hours, okay, 20 more hours a job than you need to, you're going to be priced way higher than your competitors for that same job. So this is one of the reasons it's important to be as accurate as we can when it comes to bidding our projects. All right. So hopefully that makes sense. We want to be accurate. We want to be consistent. Okay. Another example about the importance of production rates here. An old friend of mine and I, we bid the same project. All right. I was about 40% less than he was for the same job. And we were because my production rates were faster. The painters I had produced work faster than his did. Okay. Just the way it was. We charged roughly the same thing per hour. You know, if it was 100 hours and we're, multiplying it times $75 a man hour for labor, I might be $7,500 and, he might be, whatever 40% more of that is, right? So you get what I'm saying here. So production rates are really important. A lot of people, a lot of contractors in any trade, you're pricing yourself out of the market because you don't understand your production rate. So we get a lot of feedback here because we always talk about price and produce your work, sell and produce your work at a 50% gross profit margin or better. All right. And we get a lot of pushback from people. And when people join our Battleground program and they come in and they're like, they start to see the power of production rates, they see that they're priced just fine. It's that their hours are unnecessarily higher or maybe lower if you flip it, right? So number one thing here, when we bid an interior of a room, you got to take some time and track, especially if you've never done this before, if you're just new to it, okay? If you're a brand new business or you're new to what we're talking about here, just on your next couple jobs, just start tracking the time. Like how long, what's the size of the room, the dimensions of the room? How long did it take, to do some staging and set up a shop area? How long does it take to, generally get the room ready for you to start doing shit in it, right? Moving furniture or whatever it might be. And this is going to require some effort, okay? But it's worth it in the long run because over time, when you're tracking and you're tweaking these things, you're measuring and tweaking for all the parts of the scope, you're going to be more accurate. And this is going to be fair to you and it's going to be fair to your team. The last thing you want to do is be giving your team unrealistic time budgets to hit. And the last thing that you want as an owner is to be giving them way more time than they really need to do the job. So I have a rule with production rates that they should almost be just out of reach. So if I just say, paint this room in 4 hours, right? They should have to hustle to do it. They should have to be focused. They should have to be efficient. Okay. They shouldn't walk in there and then just easily do it. If you're easily always coming in ahead of those times, then you're stealing profit from the company. All right. Here's another thing. And I believe it's called the it's Parkinson's law. You guys can Google it or whatever, but it's basically the time needed for a task will expand the time made available. All right. So if something's supposed to take 4 hours the way you bid it, but you didn't tell the crew that it's a 4 hour part of the scope, and you just say, go paint the thing or install or fix the thing, they're just going to take whatever time is made available to them. So there's a lot of reasons why you want to dial this in and make sure that you're accurate with this. Most contractors are undercharging for the value that they bring, which is why we preach at least 50% gross profit on your work. So many contractors are confused about how to do that. And that's why we have the 50% gross profit worksheet for you. Head to thecontractorfight.com/50 and download the sheet. It's time to stop stealing from your family. Go get it now. So I want to talk here about a basic, super simple residential repaint. Okay. It's an occupied home. and, you know, whatever. Okay. So it's 12 by 12. All right. So just picture a box. It's a square room to keep it simple. You got four walls. They're 12 feet long and they're 8 feet high. So when you multiply four times around the room, 12, 12, 12, and 12. Okay. That's times 8 feet high. The square footage is 384 square feet for those walls. Now, I don't deduct for openings and all that other bullshit, okay? Now, if there's a lot of crown or chair rail and custom trim to mask and cut in around and things like that, I'll add some more time to this original production rate, okay? And I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute. That same 12 by 12 room, the ceiling square footage is 12 length by 12 width is 144 square feet, all right? So in my companies in the past, painting companies, our basic production rate to paint drywall, two coats under normal conditions, meaning not skim coating the walls, not doing crazy repairs, just, you know, you're moving some shit to the middle of the room, you're wiping down the baseboards, you're masking the base, couple, you know, you're spackling a few things here and there, pulling some switch plates, you cut, you roll, you cut, you roll, two times, two coats, okay? Our expectation for that was 100 square feet per man hour. Okay, so if I go back to that 12 by 12, 8 foot high wall, that's 384 square feet. You divide 384 square feet by 100 feet per hour, and that will give you 3.84 hours. We bumped it up to 4 hours. So a 12 by 12 room for our painters back in the day, the expectation was it was a 4 hour room. Okay. Let's say the square footage of the room came out to be 600 square feet of walls, right? Depending on whatever the dimensions were. Divide 600 by 100, that'd be a 6 hour room. Okay. And that was our expectation. The ceiling would be 144 square feet. So for two coats, we would put the time to that at about an hour and a half. Okay. 1.44 hours. So this 4 hour, 12 by 12 by eight room, you had 4 hours for the walls and stuff. You had an hour and a half for the ceiling. Last I checked, four plus an hour and a half is 5.5 hours. So if that painter walks into that room, say at 7 in the morning, all right, well, 7 to noon is 5 hours, right? And let's just say you work through the lunch by 12:30, he's done. Tape is pulled. Things are putting back. That room is complete. So if I were to send a painter to a house to paint two rooms that are basically that size or close to that size, pretty much he or she could do that in a day by themselves, okay? And guys, this is how we were able to measure who were our most profitable crew members and crew leaders and team members and things like that through the years. You know how to reward people, and it's fair to them based on their production. And when people, you know, when you have a mastery ladder, like we teach in our Battleground program and stuff, like, hey, when you get to the point where you can do this, you can move to the next level in the company. And that means more money and all that good stuff. All right. So another important thing I want to talk about here before we get out of here is that, to me, estimating is part art and part science. Okay. You want to make sure you're bidding the same way every time. Okay. I had a tablet. I started out with a tablet, just with a spreadsheet. Then this is, you know, many, many years ago, guys. There's so many great estimating tools out there now where you just plug in dimensions and stuff. But back in the day, I built my own spreadsheets. I'd go in, I'd enter in the dimensions, and I already had some of these things loaded, and I'd hit the button and it'd go, this room 6 hours or whatever it was. And that helps you to be consistent. Okay. You're not bidding based on your feelings about everything. All right. So art and science. The science part of this is what I said earlier, that 12 by 12 room under normal conditions, we're going to produce at 100 square feet per hour, per man hour for two coats. All right. And the art, okay, and back to the science stuff, it's repeatable. It's under normal conditions. It's like clockwork. You know, if you're a painter and you think of the subdivision you're working in right now, how many damn rooms are in that subdivision, right? You could walk in there with that same scientific formula based on your production rates, not what everyone else is doing, but what you're doing, what your team can do, okay, and what you're capable of doing. You plug it in and it's going to spit out a base number for that room. So in the case that I just gave you guys, 12 by 12, let's just talk the walls. It was 4 hours. Well, let's say there's a drywall seam in the corner that needs to be replaced. This is the art of it, okay, to me. You know, how long is it? How big is it? Is it a doorknob hole? And those things, you just kind of throw some time at based on your experience and then you measure it, and then you just tweak it over time. So I might add another 2 hours of wall repairs and sanding and priming and things like that if I had to those walls. So hopefully that makes sense with the art and science thing. Because to me, the art is just like the out of the ordinary. It's not always happening. Another example would be this. Let's say, you know, it's a big two-story foyer. We used to run into this a lot. It might be a two-story foyer, and there is a, I'm going to try to paint a word picture here for you. Imagine a ceiling. They don't want the ceiling done, but in the ceiling, there's a decorative big trim piece that's maybe a 5 foot diameter on the ceiling. In the middle of it, they want an accent color on it. Okay. And maybe that little part up there, 20 feet in the air on the ceiling, maybe that's only 40 square feet. Okay. Well, I'm not going to run my 100 feet an hour through that because you have to stage it. You have to scaffold or ladders or planks or whatever you have to do to get up there. Painting, it's going to take 10 minutes. Okay. But staging for it, this is part of the art, it might be a half a day. Okay. So that one little thing might be a half a day of time to do it safely. So this is where you just have to blend the art and the science. Always start with the science. Okay. And then you go, okay, what art in this room do we have to pull off to do this properly? So guys, no matter what trade you're in, assign times to all the tasks. Now, if you're subcontracting your work, your subs are doing that. That's on them. You're going, what to do? What are you charging me to paint this house? And it is what it is. It's not your problem. But if you are a specialty contractor self-producing these things, you must assign times and then build this production rate list as you go. Start with the most common things you do. Like for a painter, we're always painting walls. We're always painting ceilings. We're always painting baseboards, doors, and things like that. There's six panel doors. There's true divided light windows. There's just window frames. I mean, this list over time for your production rates is going to grow. Another piece of advice here is sit down with your team. Sit down with your right-hand people on your team and have this conversation, you know, hey man, under normal conditions, you know, what's our expectation here as a company? Now, don't always set it to like your fastest guy because not everyone's your fastest guy. You know, you want it a good time where they can do quality work, not have callbacks, cause a bunch of problems, but it also should be a little bit of a stretch for the average employee to get there. Okay. This is also one thing that helps so many people get a 50% gross profit margin and not price yourself out of the work. A lot of you guys have the wrong production rates in the field and you double your costs in the field to get your sales price for a 50% gross profit. Well, if you're inaccurate on the times, if you have too much meat in the times, okay, too much pork, as they say in government again, right? Okay. There's too much pork in the hours and you're doubling the cost for that. That's many reasons why you're way more expensive than other companies. So hopefully, guys, this helps you. As I said in the beginning of this thing, I want to remind you, if you really want to know what to work on next in your business, go to thecontractorfight.com/GPS. We do a couple calls a week with our team where you can sit down and we can look at some things in your business and give you a tool that you can plug some numbers in and it will reveal to you exactly what kind of a problem do you have in your business. Do you have a profit problem, a leads problem, a sales problem? And then, you know, to be fair and to be open and honest and transparent, at some point on that call, we're going to ask you if you're interested in joining our Battleground program, if we think we can help you. It's not a hard pitch. It's not a big sales pitch. You can come on, gather some info, know what to work on and leave forever. Totally cool. Or if you want to move faster and work on those things that you identify on that call, you can jump into our Battleground group at that time if you want. You guys rock. I got to roll. Appreciate you being here. I'm out.